Just write the date with the verse number.
Oh, it's okay.
The surah and the verse number.
Should we start now?
Yeah. Is that 12?
Sorry?
12, right?
Oh, 21. 21,
yeah.
Right, came
14, that's right.
Yeah, 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها. So like that, we make people to be aware of them. So either Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made these people to sleep and then He made them to wake up. Similarly, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make other people to be aware of these people. So that, you know, and that actually happening after a long time, no doubt. And by that time now the people's religion has changed and they are Christians, but you see Christianity from very beginning has brought, you know, so much corruption. So very few individuals could be on the right path, but most of people, they were some, you know, they had bid'ah within the bid'ah, so many problems. So there was a group among the people in that town who did not believe about being raised in the day of judgment. You know, their belief was something different. So, and there was so much dispute in their city. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wanted to make these people to be wake up in a time when the dispute was very much. So this, their waking up will can help to solve the problem, this thing. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that way, like that we made them, some people to be aware of them. لِيَعْلَمُوا. So the people know that Allah's promise is true. Allah's promise that people will raise in the day of judgment and there is paradise and falafel, that's true. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and that's the hour, there's no doubt in it, means in its coming. So it certainly would come. وَإِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. So now, you know, the thing is, when they were disputing among themselves, amrahum, so you see, yatanazauna means the people. So, you know, the pronoun has a problem. See, wakadalika a'atharna alayhim, him is referring to people of the cave. And who Allah made to be aware of those people? People of the city. A'atharna qawman. And then Quran says, yatanazauna, when they're disputing. Who are disputing? These people of the city. Bainahum, about them, and about the people of the cave. Amrahum, in their own matter. You know, they want bainahum, amrahum, they want to discuss about their own matter.
Who's the whom there, Sheikh?
Sorry?
Who's the whom?
Amrahum, amrahum, the people.
Okay. The city.
Yeah. No, the people of the city. And whom bainahum is people of the cave. No, 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 okay, no, just not like, that is the people of the city. And Amr, who is the Amr of the people that came. And Amr as Sahab al-Kahf. Either the Nazaru, because the Sukkan Medina or Halu Medina, when the people of the city were disputing among themselves, Amrahum ay Amra as Sahab al-Kahf. Now, Idi is Zarf, time. So Zarf must be referring to or maybe connected or related to a fi'al, a verb, or something like that. So where it is connected? It is connected with A'atharna. We made those people to be aware of them in a time when they were disputing this matter. So that is the time Rasulullah did. It is basically connected with A'atharna. And A'atharna idi. We made the people to be aware of them the time when they were disputing.
About resurrection, because I thought if it was just discussing resurrection, and then Allah made this happen so that then they realize, oh, it is possible. So is Amrahum, could it be the Amrahum of the Qawm, yani Amrahum, i.e., the belief in resurrection, the fact, the thing actually in my thing, here it is clear, but so I'm reading it wrong, let me come back again to the simple thing basically is,
in this matter, there are two different different interpretations. That is how things are. Now, make it clear. So the first one is, when I'm saying that it is connected to the people, So the first interpretation that in all the pronouns, yatanaza'una bainahum amrahum, all of them refer to the people of the city, all of them. So that's the first one. So write down, there are two different tafsir here. So the first one is that all the three pronouns, they refer to the people of the city. So like the Makhshari said, let me read what he said. إِذَا تَنَازَعُونَ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِأَعَثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أي أَعَثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ هِينَ تَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَ دِينِهِمْ So أَمْرَهُمْ means أَمْرَ دِينِهِمْ. When the people are disputing about their own religion, some people say this is right, some people say this is right. وَيَخْتَلِفُونَ فِي حَقِيقَةِ الْبَعْثِ And they're differing about haqiqah of the ba'ath. Is it clear? Some people say, no. إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ أَيْتَذَاكَرُ النَّاسُ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَ أَصْحَابِ الْكَهْفِ يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي قِصَّتِهِمْ وَمَا أَظْهَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْآيَةِ فِيهِمْ When the people were disputing among themselves, they are matter of the people of the cave. So here actually, Amrahum, Damir goes to Ashabul Kahf. Yeah. And they were discussing about their story at what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made the sign among them. Is it clear? And the third opinion is, أَوْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ تَدْبِيرَ أَمْرِهِمْ حَيْنَ تُفُّ Or they were disputing that what to do after they have died. You know, building or mosque, whatever. So this thing. Is it clear? Yeah. So the first thing was they're disputing basically about their own religion. So some people saying that is, you know, people will raise after the day of judgment or something like that. Second thing is they're disputing about they're basically, you know, repeating the story of people of the cave and they're discussing about the story and what actually happened, all the signs. So Amrum and Amr Ashab al-Kahf. And the third one is they're disputing after the death of Ashab al-Kahf, what should do. Should we build a building, should make a memorial for them, or something like that, that dispute.
The third one, it will be linked to what's coming after. I mean, if you can add
the numbers. Yeah, then basically it will be that, you know.
What's it linked to then? Faqal ibn alayhim bunyana. Because they're disputing what to do with them after they after they have died.
That's that's different.
What was the dispute when they died? The dispute? What's the dispute of why when they died, the dispute when they died is what to do with them, right?
Yeah.
Which is sometimes that then said.
You know, the question basically here, I don't know why it didn't come to my mind. The question here is that it is connected with to what?
Yeah. Yeah.
According to the first explanation, it is very clearly connected to the Atharna. That we made them to be aware of them in a time when they're disputing among themselves their own matter.
Yeah.
But when it says, يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهِمْ أَمَرَهُمْ أَيْتَذَاكَرُونَ نَاسُ بَيْنُ أَمْرَ أَصْحَابِ الْكَهْفِ Can it be connected with the Atharna that in this case?
If only, but two, it can be a second one. If they're aware of the story of Ashab al-Kahf, For some reason, at that time, it became an issue again in the community. People remembered them.
We have to say, because actually, what happened happening, the Makhshari mentioned either I will connect to the Asarna, and then after he missed his three Tawil. So in all three Tawil, he makes either Aid Darfaf, Itana Zauna. In all the three Tawil. Tawil are different, but in all the cases, what seems to me likely that Id is still connected with the Atharna. So we make them aware, and the first thing is when we make them aware, a time when they're disputing about their origin, whether resurrection or not. Second Tawil is we made them aware in a time when, and they, maybe it's leading to that, you know, they are discussing about them,
the
people of the story. Sorry?
Progression of discussion, so
that's yeah, it is going on. And then after the third one, it could be about it, basically, no doubt, you know, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made aware, but at the same time, this also happened, not a much big distance. So it still can be rough of that.
But the third one sounds very odd because the third one, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ عَثَرَ عَلَيْهِمْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. That's when they first come across them to know that what, you know, the resurrection is true and all of this.
But the Uthur doesn't have to just be that discovery that they're alive. The Uthur can be the whole thing, the whole story.
So Uthur basically does not necessarily mean that, you know, the beginning of that. It means basically after the Uthur, this also happened. So when a time when people are so discussing, you know, about after their death, so they died, and after that, you know, people discovered them, and then after that, the people, they died, and now they're disputing that what happened.
That
time also, that also connected. So the purpose of raising them was to make clear that there is a day of judgment. But at the same time, also this is happening, that, you know, the people are disputing on what to do. But anyway, you know, keep all three meanings of Itna Zawir in your mind and connection with that. But keep thinking. But somehow, actually, I don't know how I missed it. This question didn't come to my mind very clearly, how to connect. But anyway, keep thinking, yes?
With regards to the purpose of the resurrection of the clowns in the cave, two verses say that كَذَلِكَ بَعْثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَأَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. And this verse says كَذَلِكَ عَثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. So are they, is the surah presenting two purposes for the resurrection, one of them so that the people can ask one another about the period through which...
You know, the people of the cave, they have no doubt about the Day of Judgment. So for them, it is not proper. For them, actually, purpose, وَكَذَلْكَ بَعَثَنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَّارُ بَيْنْهُمْ. We raise them, so they, one purpose for them is, they ask question, and that question leads them to certain knowledge. You know, that, you know, how long they stayed, because before it has come, that, you know, the, how much they stayed. So for them, that was purpose. But then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also made the people to be aware of them. You know, it could be happened that Ashab, people of the cave, they became, you know, alive, and then they realized that how long they stayed, and he made them to die without being in contact with the people. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala actually made this story to, you know, to serve more than one purpose. Then they come into the people discover them, then they come. To, it also solves another problem. They have a dispute there. Yeah.
Sheikh, I might be getting confused, but just going back to the three interpretations of on the second interpretation, I'm struggling to see how that can make sense, because if they were disputing about the Ashab al-Kahf, and Allah says we made them known to the people at the time when they were disputing, so wouldn't that suggest that they already knew about the people of the cave because they were disputing about them?
Yeah, but I don't know what Tariq Hassan is saying, that it does not necessarily mean that, you know, Atharna does only mean when they become aware. Atharna basically means since they become aware until they are doing all those things, all making them. So basically now, since the people discover them, then after that, they're fighting, disputing, building, and all those, they're all connected with the same thing. So the first Quran is mentioning that we made the people to be aware of them. The purpose was the people know that their day of judgment. But at the same time also, this also happened, but not exactly at the same time, meaning it, you know, with connecting with that story of being, when the people discover them, also this happened. So after that they died, and then after the death, this also happened, this thing. So, you know, Quran wants to summarize the whole thing, basically. Whole thing together. Tanaza in Arabic language, you know, Mawlana Farahi says, Tanaza means, at-tadawul wa-tajadub umuman. Naza means to pull something, like I said. Tanaza means when two people are, you know, pulling something. So tanaza, tajadaba, and tadawala. So when somebody says this, somebody says something else, it's a little discussion and argument, that is tanazo. فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا So then they said, build upon them a building. So that an opinion came that, you know, build a memorial for them. So, you know, because they're pious people, they can't see that there was time when these people were forced to leave their own city. Then Allah SWT has changed it, that now people are respect them so much, they want to build a memorial for them, building upon them. رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Their Lord knows them best. So what does it mean here? رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Why this sentence coming? رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Their Lord has, you know, knows them more, or has best knowledge of them. He knows them best. Why this is coming from?
Knows, it could be that he knows that these people are saying, عليهم بنيانا, and the same people are saying, ربهم أعلم بي, يعني تقواهم وإيمانهم, could be that?
Yeah, so basically, meaning basically is, ربهم أعلم بدينهم. Meaning basically is, now what happens is, when these people died, then there are so many groups in the society, the city, and everybody wants to claim that, you know, these people are the case, they belong to their madhab, basically, to their opinion. That's what they want to say. Everybody wants to claim that, like, you know, they belong to their madhab, their opinion. So some people who are more neutral, or maybe more secular in that time, they say, you know, it is very difficult to decide really what they wear and all those things. So just why not we build a neutral building for members, which actually can be accepted by everybody. And whatever they were Hanafi or Maliki or Shafi, that Allah knows the best. So don't involve in this matter. So that what looks more likely, that these are people who you can say they are less religious, they are not so much in the arguments and fighting, they are not sectarian, or, you know, they just basically want to make something which can be national, basically. National memorial, basically. Something which can accept the whole nation, yeah?
And Allah knows best about, Allah knows best their affair, you know, Allah knows them, we don't need to celebrate them, Allah knows what those people, and then the other group are saying, build a masjid.
But there's no need to say, Ibn Alim Bunyan.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it the word Bunyan, or does it?
Yeah, it's Bunyan means a building, it's not a burying them or grave. You know what seems, you know, the story is so much in a concise summarized. What seems more likely is that when this person came to buy the food, somehow people become suspicious. And then after that, they followed him, or something happened, or maybe he revealed the secret after a while. They came and they say the people, and then they remember all the history, and then people of the cave also realize this is not the same time. Now people are Christian, they're worshipping Allah and all those things. So it became very clear to the people of the cave that we have been sitting for a long time. And also the people of the city have been realized properly that these are the people who had disappeared in the past. So both groups have been known properly what happening is. And then after that, you know, they left them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the whole purpose of their long life was these two things. These people know and they know. And now everybody has known. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to die. They die and they are buried. And after burying, maybe long time, after 1 month, 2 months, something like that, then there must have been dispute that these people are how great they are. People must be visiting their graves all the time. So it must have come, let's make something on the grave, you know, a building to remember them. So there's something happening. So فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. So what actually seems more likely here is, so there are so many religious groups, everybody wants to make a memorial according to their own madhan opinion. So some people, they think to make something more neutral. They want to say that these people, they belong to the whole nation, not to a madhab. People of the cave, they are not only, you know, from a particular madhab, they basically belong to the whole nation. So, you know, it should be more neutral and more national. That's what they're saying. To build upon them a building, we should be neutral. Rabbum Alamin, their Lord knows them best. You know, which group, they, you know, we cannot decide this. Is it clear? You know, this is actually how I think, but you know, there could be more than one way of thinking about this thing. Then they say, قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. But those people who were more dominant, means they are more powerful, they have more power among all the, for the matter, means the people who have much, you know, authority or the power, or maybe close to the authorities, and those people who knew that they can do whatever they like, they say, we must build upon them a masjid. So it must be one of the group, they basically want to, you know, build a mosque there so they can go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to that, you know, and get some, you know, some benefit from the spirit of these people. Like, you know, many, many people believe in this thing. So that must be people of bid'ah, you know, they're thinking to build a mosque. This building of the mosque is nowhere justification for any people, you know, who keep saying that, you know, building the mosque on the grave is allowed. Because there's so many hadiths of the Prophet very, very clearly. So he denies that. And the Quran is not praising those people. From the Quran, what looks more likely disagree how corrupt Christianity has been at that time. Because it is true religion, then after that a corruption comes. So these, you can see the, how the people are. They're even disputing whether they're day of judgment or not. They are not very pious. You know, consider the Christianity that time is not very, you know, very pure. There could be some individuals who are pure, but generally they are not. So there are so many groups. So one of those people of the bid'ah, you know, somehow they, you know, they think they got more power and they're building the mosque. But Allah SWT is not praising them. You know, just want to say that this is how they're, they, you know, they think, yeah.
Is the worst trying to say that even though all this Allah SWT did was for them to remember the Day of Judgment, but rather than doing that, they're just going to unnecessary arguments and debates?
Yeah, that's it. This actually is a point has been mentioned by someone written. This is very good point. He said, Allah SWT also want to say this is how the people are. You know, they, instead of taking lesson from them, instead of following their footsteps to be like them, you know, again people make a religion as a matter of the identity. That keeps coming. The thing is the people of the cave, you should learn who they are and follow their footsteps. But not that. We want to make them like us. And instead of being like them, what you want to show them, no, they are Hanafi, they are Maliki, they are Shafi. So you want to, them, you know, give our own identity to those people. So that actually what happening is. So this is good, MashaAllah, Luqman. Luqman is a thinker. Yeah. So this Quran also want to criticize that thing. Instead of learning from them, people actually start doing, they are more concerned building. You have to learn their life. You have to take lesson from their piety, not to just think about the building.
Can I just ask two things? Firstly, what's the significance of Rabbuhum A'lamu Bihim coming before? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have left it to after, right at the end of the verse, it said, you know, Wallahu A'limun Hakim, for example. But he brings it after the first people who wanted the national monument, almost kind of responding to them and saying, no, that's definitely wrong. But then...
But that I have explained. Because I said that this is from those people. Meaning is, there are so many different opinions, so many sects there, and every group claim that they belong to, Ashabul Kahf belong to their group. So these people, they may be the more serious people, or more national, whatever. So this thing, leave all this dispute, that, you know, and you think that he belongs to this, they belong to this group, you know, build upon their building, which is more neutral. Allah knows them best. Allah knows whether they are this group, that don't worry about this thing.
This is that they're saying.
Yeah, they're saying. Yeah, these people. These people, their Lord knows best. So you don't make effort to say that they belong to this group or that group. You know, build something more neutral and everybody respect them. So they basically they want to say that people of the cave, they belong to everybody. They are not this group or that group. They're not sectarian. They don't belong to any sect. They belong to everybody. So make a building which is acceptable to everybody, more neutral. That they want to say.
And also I was going to say, you know, for the people who, as you said, try to use this as justification for mosques or graves and that kind of thing. I was thinking, since the Quran uses ghalab, which is obviously force, let's say it was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted and put barakah in, and there would have been yusr in it. So could you use the argument that...
Yeah, right. The Quran said the reason they're doing this because they have more power, not because they're more right. They have more power in making decision, so that's why they're doing. So I'm thinking this verse actually never justifies to make any building or memorial or mosque on any grave. It only says that how these people are, instead of, you know, being interested in something real, they're fighting these things. But if you want to know whether we are allowed to build a mosque or not, look in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's so clear. And hadith and the Quran, they agree with each other. They don't disagree. So, you know, if you look at this properly and this, then, you know, things become much more clear.
Sure.
Okay, just Hassan, yeah.
I was just wondering, I'm checking what I've understood this right. So neither group was right in wanting to build anything. Is that what we're saying? Whether it's a neutral building or a masjid, if that wasn't the point, Allah wanted them just to learn the
Yeah, because what we understand is, you know, this new thing happened, so they should take lesson, they should understand day of judgment, they should be think about Akhirah, paradise and far afar. you know, nothing, you know, that maybe some people got the argument from that, but at the end of the day, the interest is only about building, to make a memorial for them. You know, not thinking about themselves, just thinking about to make a memory. That's how idol worship comes. People respect the people and appreciate them more than the real thing.
A quick question about the word masjid being used here. You know, given that this was before the time of Prophet, does the Quran generally take the approach of using the word masjid for any place of worship? Why is the word masjid?
Yeah, I know, this is a good question. This is actually what people have been discussing as well, that in masjid basically it refers to the place of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People can give different name, but to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every place where he worship is masjid. But when he wants to differentiate, then he will use all those names which people use. Like, you know, sometimes Quran bi'anu wa salawatnu wa saj, you know, like, because the Quran wants to emphasize Jews and Christians. But generally, masjid means a place of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship of Allah.
So this group here would have been worshipping Allah as opposed to...
Yeah, they're building in a mosque to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm thinking why they're building there. Mm-hmm. Because also they want to remember those people. So this is the problem, because that's how shirk can be the akams. Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't allow. You know, if you want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be in a place where you only remember him, nobody else. You can take a lesson from the people's life. But, you know, don't make them immortal. You know, they should be, you know, as they are.
So it could look like anything. Really.
Sorry?
It could look like anything. Sort of the building itself, it could look like anything.
Yeah, I think there was no need for any building anyway.
Yeah.
You know, just, there's so many prophets and messengers, just there's no building upon
this. This mosque, like, next to this cave, it doesn't have to be an actual mosque.
Yeah, but I think it should be something which people can think it is a mosque. So there must be something which the people know it is a mosque. Not a neutral building, because the first group said the building anyway. Mm-hmm. They did not accept it. These people who are really more powerful, they want to make a building, masjid. Yeah.
Sheikh, did they die all together in the same place?
Yeah, because we don't know. That's what I assume, really. Because what happens if they have died one up, you know, I don't know really how it happened. But I assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once it became very clear to every group, then they came and slept, and then after that, just they didn't wake up. They died. And
so they died in the cave?
Yeah. Yeah, they died in the cave, because that's what their memorial happening, all this building happening.
Even though someone went out to the city?
No, one of them went, then followed his friend. He came back to his friends with the food and eating and drinking. But by that time, things became different. Now things for them is not the same. Now the king has changed, the Sri world has changed. You know, they don't have their own relative. So even if they think to go back, where they go back? You know, they don't have their own family. Nothing is there. You know, I don't know how many years have passed. We don't know.
So the whole point of preserving these people was so that the people of the city so that Allah could show that His promise was true and that He protected them.
Yeah, Allah. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this is that people know that they are protection. But people did not take that lesson. What they're taking is to make them, you know, to make a building and memorial upon them. That's what people are doing.
If they were Christians, why would they build a masjid? Why didn't they?
No, that's why I'm saying, answer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the place of worship of Allah as a masjid. So masjid is like a term for any place where Allah is worshipped. It could be Christian or Jew, something like that. Except when Allah SWT wants to make very clear that it is Jew or Christian, then Quran actually uses those terms. But masjid just basically means place of worship of Allah.
So their intention was to build this masjid just purely for the worship of Allah?
Yeah, they're not worshipping those people, but why they're building there? Because they also want to give honor and respect to those people. Mm-hmm. And that's how shirk comes, bid'ah comes. You have a question, Hassan?
Just a small question. You know the when it says "Ghalabu ala amrihim," is it necessary that the sense of amrihim here should be the same sense that one chooses for baynam amrahum? Should it be like that? You know, there's two there's an amrahum and an amrihim in the verse.
But what else? Because here only can be Alladina Galabu ala Amrim and ala Amril Ahl Madina, those who, you know, basically had upper hand over the matter of the people city. Meaning is those who have, you know, somehow they have more power. Either they are close to authority or somehow, or the belief of the authority has same like their belief. So somehow they be more influential. That's what it means.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if that's the case, this is what it has to mean, غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ. Does that mean then, can that dictate what the previous أَمْرَهُمْ means?
Oh, I see.
Can you think like that?
No, I don't think necessarily it means really not. I don't think necessarily both we don't think necessarily both should be same. It could be same, but there's no reason to make them same. So I think Baz Damakhshari said, you know, all three Tawil, you know, they can make sense because they're so connected to each other. They are in the context basically, all three Tawil.
Can you say Khalabu ala amrihim, yani Khalabu ala amri tanazo?
يعني أمر المتنازع أمر أهل المدينة.
أمر التنازع
Yeah, the matter in which about they were disputing. Yeah, about which the people of the city were disputing. Okay, now coming to the next difficult question here about the number of the people of the cave. The number is, you know, again actually Quran to criticize because if you all think of Quran to say that these people you have to take lesson from them, but instead of that numbers. Then the next discussion, how long they live. So first is building the memorial. That was the unnecessary. Zakat is discussing the number of the people. That are unnecessary. The third thing is how long they live. Unnecessary. They live for a long time. That's enough. You don't need to know exactly number, you know, precisely how long they live. So Quran is criticizing all three, but not in such a clear way. But you can understand properly how Quran is doing. سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةٌ رابعهم قلبهم. So, just a minute. Yeah, okay. I don't want to miss anything. Just I want to look my notes clear. So I don't miss anything. سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم قلبهم. So they will say, soon they will say there are three. So basically ثلاثة is خبر. I actually wrote this thing from the Makhshari. Somewhere I want to just read from Makhshari so I don't make a mistake. Because you know how it works in Arabic language. I must have written, but I don't find it here from the Makhshari. He wants to say that thalathatun is khabar, and mubtada is hum. So they will say they are three. And then rabi'uhum qalbuhum is hal.
Who will say
three.
Who is saying this? No.
People in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, it is at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people will say, because they dispute hyperactively also among the, you know, Christian, how, what number, to say, Quluna, soon. Yeah, Buddha is Mahdu. Yeah, to say, Quluna means that the people at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will say, Thalathatun, ay, hum Thalathatun. The people of the cave, they are three. Arabi'uhum kalbuhum. The fourth one of them is their dog. To Rabi'uhum kalbuhum is رابعهم. Yeah, I think the sentence. Yeah, the sentence is sifa. So yeah, the sifa of thalathatun. The sentence رابعهم قلبهم. That is sifa of thalathatun. So they say because sentence jumla is nakira. So they say they are three, and the fourth one is their dog. So that's sifa. وَيَقُولُونَ and they say. Now, coming وَيَقُولُونَ, Quran does not say وَسَيَقُولُونَ. First Quran says سَيَقُولُونَ, the next time Quran says وَيَقُولُونَ. So the Makhshari said, it could be that scene is connected with all of them. Because when you make atfa, you can make like this, سَيَقُولُ وَيَقُولُ وَيَقُولُ means وَسَيَقُولُ, but you don't repeat scene. So scene is for all three sentences, سَيَقُولُونَ وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ وَيَقُولُونَ سَبَعَةٌ. Or it could be, سَيَقُولُ, scene is only first of them. But other yaquluna, they are in the meaning of mustaqbal, future. Yeah, so you don't need necessarily to have seen. So first one is soon they will say three, and fourth one is their dog, and they also will say they are five, and the sixth one is their dog. But the first people said there are three.
No, this scene, I don't understand.
You know, wonder what Quran is saying, Sayakuluna. And second time Quran says, Wayakuluna. No scene is here.
But what's the difference between the two opinions that Zamakshiri writes about?
You know, it is just a grammar point. Basically, in a grammar, it is allowed for you to make to mention scene only once. And next time, you just without scene, but you still can ask for this kind. Second thing is, there's no need to make this, and you just make yaquluna in the future, because in Arabic language, a mudari can make hal and mustaqbal both. So that way, you just want to solve the grammar point. And they will say there are five, and the sixth one is their dog. Mm-hmm. Then the Quran says, rajamam bil ghayr. So rajamam means when you throw a stone unknowingly, like in darkness, so you don't get your target. Meaning, they're saying without any argument, any evidence, just everybody just guessing what over the like, rajamam bil ghayr. Unknowingly. No knowledge there, just in Rajma bil Ghaib. Then Quran says, وَيَقُولُونَ and they will say, سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ قَلْبُهُمْ they are seven, and the eighth one is their dog. Now in this sentence, the two differences are here. Notice. First difference is, this has come up after the first two sentences, Quran says Rajman bil Ghaib. After this sentence, Quran does not say Rajman bil Ghaib. You see here?
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, if this sentence is like the first one, then Rajman bil Ghaib should have come after this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if all three sentences are equal, then Quran should have mentioned Rajman bil Ghaib after the end. This you can see Quran is making this sentence different from the other. The second difference that you notice here is...
Sorry, so the first and the third are similar, and the second one is...
Yeah, no, first and second, they are similar. Because after those two, Quran says, Rajimam bil Ghaib. You see, when it says, Sayakuna thalathun rabi'un kalbuhum, wa yaquluna khamsatun sadisuhum kalbuhum, Quran says, Rajimam bil Ghaib. And when Quran says, wa yaquluna sab'atun wa thamanun kalbuhum, then no Rajimam bil Ghaib. So if our three opinions are same, they have same weight, then Quran should have some Rajman bil Ghaib after all three. Why only after two? So this one way how the third sentence is different. The second difference is in the first two sentences you say Thalathatun Rabi'um. Quran does not say wa rabi'um. Khamsatun sadisun. Quran does not say khamsatun wa sadisuhum. But here Quran says sab'atun wa thaminuhum. This is another difference. Why this difference has come? Why Quran has put here wow here? So you know there are some things which I don't agree, but I will only explain to here because you will see in books of tafsir and many people say these things. So we should be aware that how there are some people that say there is one wow in Arabic language which is called wow al-thamaniya, wow al-thamaniya, wow of eight. Meaning when you mention eight things. Then you only bring waw on the eighth, not before that. And they have some verses, for example, look in Surah Tahrim. So in Surah Tahrim, Quran said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Asa Rabb, the verse number 5. Asa Rabbuhu in Talaga Kunna, Yudelahu Azwajan Khairam Min Kunna. If the Prophet divorce you, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give the Prophet wives better than you. What these wives are? Muslimatin, Mu'minatin, Qanitatin, Ta'ibatin, Abidatin, Sayahatin, Tayyibatin, Wa Abkara. This is wow only came at the eighth one. Wow didn't come to any of them. This is one of the things they make. Then you see in Surah Tawbah, when Quran says Ta'ibun al-Abidun al-Hamidun,
is that the final thing? Is the eighth thing the final thing?
Yeah, but you know, that one way of saying is that when you count something, you only mention and or at end, but they're counting numbers. They say it's eighth one where wow came. And same is in the Surah Tawbah or Surah Al-Bara in the verse number 112. Quran says التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون المنكر. Wow came on that one. So now they made the idea of wow thamaniya. But you know, both examples are not right. Why? Because fasting is in Surah Tawbah. Quran is saying Al-Amiruna bil Ma'ruf wa Nahuna al Munkar. Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi Munkar, both together are one thing. This vow has to come here.
Yeah.
Both are, you know, one thing. So one has to understand. Similarly, in the Surah Tahrim, the discussion of the women, so you can say Mu'minat, Qanitat, they are different, but Sayyibat, Wabkara, Wow must be there, because if she is Sayyibat, it can't be Bikr. So there has to be make a difference. So the reason that the Quran is bringing Wow is not Wow Samaniya. So this concept of Wow Samaniya, you know, there must be Wow, that Wow does not make sense, because if Quran says Sayyibat in Abkara, what will it mean? It means all of them are Sayyibat and all of them are Bikr. It cannot mean. Impossible. Similarly, if the Quran says Al-Amiruna bil Ma'ruf an-Nahuna al-Munkar, then make Amr bin Ma'ruf Nahi Munkar like one thing. And it keeps coming in the Quran, Ya Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi Munkar. Wow, like I said, two things.
And then you need Wow Tis'a as well, because it's Wal Hafidhuna.
Where is it?
Wal Hafidhuna li Hududillah.
Same verse. Wal Hafidhuna li Hududillah. Same verse.
Wal Tawbah.
No, but that's fine, because that, you know, for them, Wow Saman is important, right? Yeah, you're right. Then one can say about that as well. So, you know, this is the problem, because Wow Saman does not exist really. Zamakhshari is saying the same thing, that in Sifa, you also can use Sifa with Wow, without Wow. So both are, but still, the problem is that Wow is there. So, some people say, this Wow basically makes that these people, they are more firm. So they're saying the 7 and 8th one is their dog. Other people, they are not like making and. They say 3, the 4th one is dog. 5, 6th one is dog. But these people, they make much clearer 7 and the 8th one is their dog. So these people look, they're much more firm. They have much more clear idea of what they're saying. So some people say this sentence make more certainty. Yeah?
I was just thinking, the world, I mean, if it doesn't have that effect, does it have another effect? Because obviously you have الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمؤمنين سورة آل عمران and that as well after each one and that's a list. So why has it got all the wells in the other two? It doesn't have, it only has the well at the end. So in Arabic, like what's the impact?
Yeah, I know, don't know, because wow, one has to think really that, you know, how you know, because sometimes could be without wow altogether, because like for Quran, the people say when Quran says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, it means both together are like one attribute. Because when you say Rahman, it is only one aspect of it. The Quran wants to say both together. Rahman, Rahman, like making one. So sometimes when you don't put Wow, it becomes like one thing, all together. But anyway, that we have to look at. But just I wanted to say that this concept of Wow Samanya, it is not correct. It is just made up. It does not actually fit. And just be looking by these two verses and they make a new Wow Samanya, it does not help.
Sheikh, sorry, did you say grammatic? There is such a thing as
Wawthamania. There's nothing like that, but people make it. So they say that Wawthamania. Wow. Meaning there is, they say when you mention many things, Wow does not come only on the 8th one. Does not come, maybe it comes after the 8th one, either, but Wow, before that, Wow does not come. This is called Wawthamania. Yeah.
So didn't Arabs have a significance of the number 7 generally?
Yeah, there has significance, but why Wow is coming?
So if you're counting up to 7, then but now we count to 9 and then we add what? For example, we count in tens now. So if they used to count to 7, the 7 was the most significant number, then could they not just add it?
But that does not fit those verses, you can see clearly. The reason Wow is there is not because of that. It could be because those two are like, you know, combined together.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. So, by the way that it's written with the Wow, is it implying that they're more right or that they are the right?
No, no, Quran, nothing. Now we have to think. You know, the question here is why Quran makes Wow here. When Quran says Thalathatun Rabi'uhum, Quran didn't say Thalathatun wa Rabi'uhum. Wow did not come there. Quran says Khamsatun Sadisuhum. Quran did not say Khamsatun wa Sadisuhum. But when Quran mentions Sab'atun, it says Sab'atun wa Thaminuhum. Why Wow came here? Why it is different?
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just thinking because for the first two sentences, Allah says that they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
and then
but
for the third sentence, what comes after is that the Lord, my
yeah.
Lord knows better.
So that's the thing. It did not say anything. So that's why people think that this could be their number. And Wow helps to them to think that it is more firm. That argument is. But it's not clear, is it? Because Quran does not want to make it, Quran did not come to tell people numbers of the people, though Quran can hint. So it could be like hinting, but Quran is not making it clear. Quran basically wants to criticize all of them. means discussing about them is not right. Though while criticizing them, Quran also hints that one of them is right. It couldn't hint, but basically whole purpose is Quran wants to pay people to take lesson from these people, but not to discuss their number and this and that. But while criticizing the whole argument, Quran couldn't hint about their number as well, that what number is.
So maybe hinting, but ultimately Allah's wisdom prevails and He knows best.
Yeah,
He
knows the best. The best thing is, the right answer here basically is, Qurrabbi a'alaw bi'adithihim. That is the right answer. The number is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the right answer here. That's what Quran wants to teach us. Though at the same time, Quran wants to make it lighter thing and okay, same and I know, and move on. Don't spend that. The Quran hinting at that. But not that the Quran says, Ma ya'alamuhum illa qaleel. Nobody knows them except few. And Abdullah Abbas used to say, Wa ana min ulaik al qaleel. I am from those few people. So, and he used to say, it is, the number is seven and eight in doubt. That Abdullah Abbas used to say, that I am from those few people who know. Yeah, you could be right. But still, the right way basically is Allah knows the best. That best thing.
Sheikh, sorry, just coming back to the wow. I don't know if this is the right way to think about it, but I'm looking at the way it sounds, and could it just be because it's the last opinion? So they put the wow in there to sort of, because if you read it, it says, so it's sort of like you're making a list and you're saying it, you can say it really fast as if these are all the opinions, and then when you come to the last opinion, it's like you're stopping. So you break it up, so you just sort of lose the momentum of all the opinions. I don't know if that makes
but
sense.
But it should be then, wasab'atum. No, but when you look at opinion, is all together. Opinion is not only not earth.
Mm-hmm.
Opinion is opinion basis seven, not the earth one. Earth one is dog.
Mm-hmm.
When you mention like many opinions like this, some people say this, and these people say this. You mention and before the opinion. Opinion starts from sab'atum, not from thaminum.
Last component.
Yeah, you can say number. You can last, you know, the Quran has mentioned so many numbers, and this wow has come before the last number.
Mm.
So, you know, one way you can, but that what, yeah, that could be one way of thinking. But anyway, nothing is firm, nothing is certainly. But certainly we know that in the book of Allah, everything has a meaning.
Mm.
Something we could know, something we don't know. So simply, we should accept that. And that why actually I think that the best attitude is Rabbi A'lawi, Allah knows the best. That's what Allah wants to teach anyway. Though at the same time he hinted, and Abdullah Abbas and like him, they think their number is seven and the eighth one is dark. That's what Abdullah Abbas used to say. So our opinion basically is matter is, though Abdullah Abbas' opinion could be more right, but still the best attitude should be our Lord knows, because it does not solve any problem. It does not really add anything to your piety, to nothing. It does not give you anything, this number. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً وَاهِرًا. See, the Quran are coming to this. Don't dispute this thing. Don't discuss with them in this matter. How number, what number. They will come to you, how, what, the, إِلَّا مِرَاءً, except a lighter dispute, discussion. Okay, seven or eight, whatever. But, you know, don't make it a big argument. You know, you can see really, you know, people actually even fight that, you know, if you go to somewhere, so somebody will say, this way is near, the other way is far away. And then the two people fight on that. You know, there's no need to fight. You know, if you think that is near, go that way, and I think near, that go this way, something like that. There's no need to fight, but people still fight that, and then enmity happens for that. So Quran wants to say, don't make it a big, you know, argument. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. And Quran also wants to say, that you know, this is not such a big knowledge that you go to the people of the book and ask them what the number is. No, don't ask them. This is not something you need to ask anybody. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. Don't ask about them, anyone from them, from the people of the book. Don't ask them, yeah?
How do you translate mira and
zahira? Yeah, means it's apparent, you know, light discussion. Meaning, if somebody says how number is, so if you think three, four, say once and then move on. Like for example, if somebody asks my opinion about a matter, I tell my opinion. Then the person refutes me, you know, I make my argument. Then he again refutes me, so I should leave. Okay, so this is my opinion and my argument. If you are fine, then not, leave and move on in the life. But some people keep insisting again and again. You know, I've seen it when I teach sometime, so somebody will come later on and the same point again and again and again and again. Then, you know, when I realize that it's just argument, I say, okay, that's fine, you know, you know, this is one way of thinking, there's another way, let's move on, it's not going to help anything anyway. So I said what I wanted to say, you said, but you know, because you can't convince people. The Quran wants to say that, don't waste your time. وَلَا تَسْتَسْتَ فِيهِمْ مِنْ وَحَدَى. Don't, you know, don't ask anybody. Okay, maybe it's not time now, so inshallah we'll explain something later on. Anyway, some things were not very clear, like إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ. This thing I should actually, you know, read more, what, how to solve the problem.
I just had a quick question about last week. You were discussing about the pronoun, whether it refers to the people of the cave themselves and the leader and the rest of the people.
Yeah.
I was thinking, since in the earlier verses the leader was inspired by Allah to go to the cave, could it be that consistently throughout the time in the cave, the leader was being inspired, and the we refers to him and his support from Allah.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, قالوا لبثنا يوم good agree. قالوا لبثنا يوما بعد يوم. Okay, let me think about what you said. It's a good point, but I have to think about that. You know, also this thing that they have a leader, this all just inferring from that. Quran does not say it. Just we are inferring that there must, because Islamic way always is when there are two or more than two people, they must have leader, Amir, to make this. There must be leader that we are inferring. Nothing is there. But yeah, I'll think about that inshallah.
This is from Taqlib al-Tahdib, Shaykh. This Al-Ashariya al-Shani, Mawla, Asma binti Yazid, Khan al-Sadur al-Qasir, Ursar al-Ham, Min al-Salitha. What does Min al-Salitha mean?
Tabaqat al-Salitha. Min al-Salitha has made a tabaqa for the people. So meaning basically, is it Tabi'i?